Hello and welcome to today's card reading. Today we have Breaking Free as our card. Now, Breaking Free is nice. It is very refreshing. Thing is that when we start down a new path, we often feel like we can't go back, right? And the journey ahead of us may be scary, but the truth is you can always go back. So, for example, today I choose not to be miserable, right? Because I'm not in the greatest mood, I'm not going to lie. But I'm choosing not to be. Now, that doesn't mean that I am not going to be miserable, but I will consciously make the decision. So if something happens, I'll be like, you know what? I'm choosing not to take this the wrong way. I'm choosing. But then, of course, you know, if that all crashes down on me, you know, I have broken free of in some degree, but it doesn't necessarily mean that I've ultimately changed my perception and personality and perspective. It just means the next time I try that in a few days' time or a week's time, that maybe I need to try a little bit harder or open my mind a little bit more, or maybe I'm just right all the time, who knows. Anyway, so the power of the mind is an incredible thing. Maybe many scientific studies have explored the placebo effect, whereby ill people are given an innocuous sugar pill and told it has a effective, said it was an effective medicine. As much as 70% of patients reported improvement in their symptoms because they believed the drug would help them, which is an amazing phenomenon. Using the essence of this idea, Breaking Free, this card asks you to believe in your optimistic outcomes. Release yourself from your negative thoughts, release yourself from negative thoughts, which are depicted in the artwork as a long, scary, scaly serpent that rises to invade the mind with toxicity and pessimism. The hand of the goddess is soothing and extracting negative thoughts as she whispers in an ancient language to help you shine your light into the world. Right. When you draw this card, it means that you have been living in your head too much, overthinking, catastrophizing, and stuff like that. A universal truth is that your beliefs create your reality. Once you understand this, you need to make a concerted effort to free yourself from harmful thought patterns. If your patterns are dark and you're always entering the worst case scenarios, you are putting that energy out there and strengthening it. And, you know, that makes it even worse. You know, you strengthen your outcome and then it becomes your outcome. Actively choose positive talk as it is a powerful, effective practice. If you start by giving yourself a simple compliment, it will change the negative thought frequency that you are stuck in. Your mind can be trained just like a muscle. So if you find yourself taking a deep dive into the worst case scenarios, stop the scenario and focus on what you want to happen, the best possible outcome, and notice how this lifts your mood. That is actually very true. And I often say, if you do find yourself sinking into negative spaces, think of something random, because this works for me. I just think of like a cat or a banana or a lizard. I don't know. Whatever you're looking at as well at the time of this negative thought pattern, turn around and look at something and focus on that, like literally stare at it and watch how your focus changes, and then pay yourself a compliment. Be like, you know what? I don't need this. I'm actually much better than this. You know, you do not need to lower yourself down to someone's standards just because you hold them in high regard. You can call them out on their crap, you know. So I don't know where that came from. I do know where that came from. But, you know, we're out of time. And I'll be back tomorrow with another card. Bye.